We are starting the second episode of our Easy Introduction to the Rambam. We have reached Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Halacha Ches, and we are starting as follows. Hari Mefurish B'Torah Neviim, She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Guf U'Gviya, She'emar Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokim HaShemayim Ma'al V'aretz Mitachas. It's clear in the Torah, the Rambam says, and in the words of our prophets in the Nevi'im, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, has no body or shape or form. As it says, that Hashem is in the Shemayim, in the heavens on top, and the land below. And here is the Rambam's point. V'aguf lo yeh b'shnei mekomos, and a body cannot be in two different places simultaneously. The Ne'emar, ki lo risim ko tmunah. Not only that, but the Pasuk says that you never saw an image of God. The Ne'emar, v'al mi timuyeni v'shava v'ilay aguf hayadom el shar gufim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you cannot compare me to anything. And if God had a form, that he'd be able to be compared to other forms. So this is one of the foremost and fundamental principles that the Rambam states about God, is that God has no body. He has no form, and there's no physical shape whatsoever to God. This is, without a doubt, one of the Rambam's most fundamental principles. It is argued, other Rishonim have argued with him on it, but not major Rishonim that we normally bring into our discussions of Jewish philosophy. They are outlying opinions that seem to disagree with the Rambam, but not any major opinions within the Jewish tradition. Going on to Halacha Tes. So the Rambam is going to now bring up seemingly contradictory statements in the Torah which would express the idea that maybe God does have a body. In Kain Mahu Zeshakasu B'Torah, if so, that God does not have a body, what does it say? What does it mean when the Torah says, V'tachas Raglav, Ksuvim Be'etzba Elohim, Yad Hashem, Einei Hashem, Aznei Hashem, V'chayotzi V'dvar Melo? In the Torah you have where it states that it refers to under the feet of God, it refers to the finger of God, the hand of God, the eyes of God, the ears of God, and statements similar to those. This, when the Torah has statements that seem to state a physicality of God, these are all spoken in the language of man. They're all nicknames. Right, so for instance, it says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has the sword of his lightning. But does a Kodesh Baruch Hu have a sword? And does he really kill with a sword? Right, but rather it's a parable. It's an analogy. And this is what we would refer to in English as anthropomorphism. Right, and every one of these instances where physicality is attributed to God in the words of the Torah are all parables. Raya l'davar, what's the proof for this, that any anthropomorphic idea of God, any time where God's physicality is stressed in the Torah, that it's purely a parable? Shenavi echad omer shirah kodesh baruch hu lavshua keteleg chiyur v'echad ro chomet begadim yivtzara Moshe Rabbeinu atma ro ahayam ki gibor osa mochama u'besinei keshriach tzibor atov. Right, so there's one of the Nevi'im, Daniel, saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothed in white clothing. Another one saw him in red clothing. Moshe himself says that he saw God in as a mighty man getting ready for war. And at Har Sinai, he saw him like a chazan, a shliach tzibor, wrapped in his talus. These four descriptions of God in four different ways, Lomar tells us she'ein lo dmus v'tzura, that God has no shape and he has no image. El hakol b'mara ha'nevua, but rather these are all when the prophets describe seeing God in various forms of dress and in various shapes, these are all part of the prophetic vision. Mechaze, right, and it's sort of like a imagery that that the prophets receive in order to stress the point of the prophetic message. V'amisas hadavar, and the truth of the matter is, ein taito shaladom mevin, the intelligence of man, the intellect of man cannot understand, v'yichol asigo, and cannot fathom, lachkro, and cannot really delve into the ideas of what these prophetic visions are at their most complex levels. Zeshemar kasov hachoker eloka timsa im atachas shedai matza. Right, and that's what it says that in Eov it says that can you really find the understanding of God? Can you find the boundaries of the knowledge of God? All of those things are impossible. So the idea is that God does not have any sort of shape, any sort of form whatsoever. And any time in the Torah where it states that God has form, so that is all an analogy. That is not to be taken literally. The Rambam goes on and says, well, he brings up an episode in the Torah which would again seem to contradict this idea that God has no physicality. Mahu zeh shebikesh Moshe Rabbeinu lahasig, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked God to be able to grasp something, and he asked God, he said, Kesham hareini na es kvodecha, please show me your honor, show me your glory. What exactly was Moshe Rabbeinu asking God to show him at that case? So he says, Bikesh leida amisas hamatzal shalkash baruchu, ashe yodea belibo kamo yedias echad min anashim, shalroa panav, v'nechkachat suraso belibo. Shenimsa oso ish nifrat bedaito bishar anashim. So what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for was to understand the essence, the existence, the reality of God, God's existence, until he would know it in his heart, just like he knows the image of the face of somebody else. So if I see somebody else walking, so I can tell the difference between two different people by their face. I can understand them. I can see the differences. I can comprehend and grasp how person A is different than person B by their image in their face. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to understand about God, to that extent that he'd be able to understand God as he understands how one person is different from another. Kach bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu lios metzios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nefredes bilibo mishar nimtzayim, ad sheyado amisas hametzal, kasher hi. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks, as the Rambam goes on and explains, that Moshe Rabbeinu asks that he could be able to understand God, the existence of God, the reality of God, that it should be separate in his heart, meaning that he should understand that the existence of God, just like he understands the existence of all other things, as it is. When you see a, let's say, I'm giving this example, not the Rambam, but when you see a frog, you can understand what a frog is, and most of our understanding comes from the physical properties of the frog. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to understand God in the same way he understands the physical properties of other creations. In that sense, he wanted to have that same understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Heishivu Baruch Hu, Shein Koach Bedasa Adam HaChai, Shumuchubar Maguf V'Nefesh, V'Hasig Amisas Davar Zeh Alburio. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there's no, the man's intellect is not strong enough, is not powerful enough to live, to be connected to a physical body, and to understand the reality, the MS, the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. V'odiyu Baruch Hu ma shelo yada adam lefanav. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did allow Moshe Rabbeinu to understand something that no one understood before him, v'lo yada la'acharav. And nobody will be able to have the same level of understanding after Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad shehisig ma'amisas ha'mitzal, davar shenifrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'daito mishar himtzayim. Kmo shiyifrat echad min anashim shara achorav, v'heisi kol gufo mubusho b'daito mishar gufei ha'anashim, v'adavar zeh remes ha'kasuv v'amar b'rises achorai v'anai loro. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did have him understand, he understood the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is different from all other things that exist, that he was able to understand to a certain extent, and he was able to understand how man's physicality differentiates him from God. And that's what the pasuk says, that you saw my back, but my front, my face, you did not see. What that was hinting towards was that Moshe Rabbeinu had a certain amount of knowledge of God, but not the amount of knowledge that he had requested, which was to fully understand how Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence lasts. Okay. The Rambam goes on, this is Halacha Yid Aleph. Again, we're in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yid Aleph of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. V'kivan sh'nizbar she'ino guf v'gviya, yisbar shol yerlo echad me'oros ha'kufos. So just like we've now clarified the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have a body and he does not have a form, it is also clear that any ramifications or anything that stems from the physicality of an individual is also not connected to God. He's not connected to anything. Chibor, below purity. He's not connected. He's not attached to anything, and he's not unattached from anything. Lo makom, he has no place. Below midah, he has no measurement. Below aliyah, can't rise. Below yirida, he can't go down. Below yamin, below small, he has no right and he has no left. Lo panim, below achor, he has no front and he has no back. Below yeshiva, below amida, and he has no form of sitting or standing. Veinu matsui bizman, and he is not found in time. Achielo rishis vacharis, to the point or the extent where he would have a beginning and an end. That is not all of these concepts are physical concepts. Uminyan shanim, and he has there's no counting of years of God. Veinu mishtana, sheino davar shigrom lo shinui, and God does not change, because what could possibly change God, right? So the idea, right? Because we'll get into in the end, but let's go on a little. Vein lo magas v'lo chayim, and he has no death and he has no life. Kechaya guf, just like the regular all form has that exists has a life and a death to it. That's not true of God. Lo sichlos v'lo chachma, he has no foolishness and he has no wisdom. Kechachmos ha'ish, in the same way that man has wisdom and foolishness. V'lo shina v'lo kitza, v'lo kas. Right, so he doesn't get tired, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't get angry, he doesn't joke around, he doesn't get happy, he doesn't get depressed, he's not quiet, he doesn't talk at dibor b'nei adam, just like man talks. Right, so there's no sitting, there's no standing, there's no connection, there's no separation, none of these things apply to God. The idea of no physicality to God is that a physicality is by definition a limitation. And any consequence of physicality would also act as a limitation on God. And God is not limited. The idea of a perfect God is a God that has no limitations. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no limitations, since there's no idea of God being limited in any way, shape, or form, so therefore, he can't have a place. He can't exist in one place. That's why it's important to note that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, as the popular song goes, but really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nowhere. He's found in no place. And, right, because if he was in a place, the only way you could be in a place, and the way we understand what it means to be in a place, is if you take up mass, if you're physical. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't take up space because he is not physical. He can't go up and down because that would require traveling. And traveling requires space. You're moving from one space to another. You can't be attached nor separated from something, because in order to do either of those are physical properties. There's no way of measuring God. There's no way that God could have a right or a left or a front or a back. He can't sit and he can't stand, because those, again, are all physical properties. And God cannot change, because change is the ultimate manifestation of a lack of perfection. The only reason to change is to perfect yourself, is to get better. Because Baruch Hu can't perfect himself because he's already perfect. And he can't become imperfect because he's by definition perfect. So therefore, God cannot change. And since he can't change, he can't have emotion, which by definition is fickle and always changes. So those are all, besides that our emotions are a product of our physicality anyway. So those are all statements about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that stem from his lack of physicality. Let's look at Halacha Yud Beis. This is Parak Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. V'holil v'adavar chen, hu kol advar malal u'chayotze behen, sh'nor v'toru v'dudu nevirim, kol mashal olitzehen. So the Rambam explains again that since all of these, since God is not physical, therefore, all of these things that we've been talking about are all parables. Okay? All these things are parables. None of them are literal. Okay? These are anthropomorphic ideas, and they are not literal. So when it talks about God sitting in heavens, that he'll laugh, and that God was angered, right? God rejoiced. All of these things are, as the Chachamim say, they all stem from the Lashon B'nei Adam, meaning that the Torah speaks in a way, God describes himself in a way, that man will be able to understand him better, right? So that's the idea that when B'nai Israel, for instance, does something correct, so the Torah sometimes expresses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices. It's coming not to tell you HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emotional state, because he has no emotional state. Rather, what the idea that it's coming to express is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the actions of man are in line with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. In the same way when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, what the Torah is expressing is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the actions of man are not in line with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So that's the idea here, okay? That the Torah uses physical descriptions of God in order for man to best understand God. V'chein hu omer ha'osi heim machisim hari omer ani Hashem lo shanisi. View haya pamim koes, pamim sameach, haya mishtana. Right, so and this is Yirmiyahu asks a question. He says, are they getting me angry? Right, so that's impossible because in the Navi Malachi it says that I am God, I do not change, I have not changed. Right, so and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would at times be angry and at times he would be happy, then they would be changing. So rather, v'chol ha'dvar ma'elo eina mitzuyin el alegufim ha'afelim ha'shfelim shochnei batei chomer. Right. So, but all these physical manifestations, whether it be in emotion, whether it be in movement, whether it be in space or measurement, all of these things are only things that refer to man and to bodies, which are not as perfect as lack of a physical manifestation. But God is above. God is greater than all of these physical manifestations, which are by definition limitations on man. So we finished Parak Aleph of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Just to review what we saw today, we talked about that from Parak Chesen on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, Halacha Chesen on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a non-physical entity, that his existence is not something that we can completely comprehend, that even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't comprehend his existence, but we can comprehend what he is not. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, is he is not a physical entity, and he has no connection to anything physical, nor does he have any manifestations of physicality, whether that be in space, whether that be in movement, or whether that be in emotions. None of those things could apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and while we might not be able, we cannot understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we can understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not. He is not physical, nor does he have any of the manifestations of physicality, including change, And of course, Baruch Hu does not change. That's the end of our episode.